This video summarizes the book, The Laws of Human Nature, 2018, by the esteemed Robert Greene. Robert Greene is a world-renowned American author known for his powerful books on power, strategy, and seduction. He has released 6 global bestsellers, including The 48 Laws of Power, The Art of Seduction, The 33 Strategies of War, and The Laws of Human Nature. This book provides a deep understanding of why people think and act the way they do, empowering us to deal with other people and ourselves with greater awareness. So join us in this video and dive into the secrets of human behavior with Robert Greene. Learn the life-changing insights and level up your social skills. You pay a greater price for being so nice and deferential than for consciously showing your shadow. The law of repression is about fully facing yourself, the whole version of who you are, including the dark side. Confront your dark side and learn to harness the deepest, darkest depths of yourself to develop deeper self-awareness. Understand and connect with your authentic self and remember that there is no such thing as perfection. Authenticity is equals to self-awareness. The author advises that we establish a balance between light and dark. The darker side of our nature can be a little more challenging to tap into. Oftentimes, we cover up our dark side out of fear for what others might think of us. So we might be overly kind, or we might start giving too often of ourselves. This habit, the author tells us, can lead to a lack of confidence, a timid nature, and indecisiveness. Probably not the traits you're looking to develop in life. Is there an antidote to this? Yes, there is. But first, start caring more about self-perception than how other people perceive you. Yes, you will offend people who seek to destroy your character or block your path. But would you rather sacrifice your self-dignity? We can't respect others until we first respect ourselves. This is all part and parcel of the journey of self-improvement and self-mastery. Pay attention to the following. Respect your own opinions more than you respect others, particularly if you are an expert in your field. Be assertive and less compromising. Care more about your opinions of yourself and care less about what other people think of you. Use your dark side at the right time. For example, when someone offends you or tries to attack your character, you can do all of the aforementioned without sacrificing your character and integrity. Confront your dark side with the mindset that perfection does not exist. Self-awareness is connected to authenticity. If you're burying your impulses, thoughts, and feelings because you're afraid of being judged or shamed if you express them, then you will never be truly authentic. Actively remind yourself that you must utilize your dark side to develop a deeper understanding of yourself. Self-awareness and authenticity are inherently intertwined. Train yourself to ignore the front that people display, the myth that surrounds them, and instead plumb their depths for signs of their character. Patterns from their past, quality of decisions, how they solve problems, how they delegate, how they work with others. The law of role-playing is about seeing through people's masks. Navigating the challenging journey of life makes people turn inward, and understanding this is crucial to understanding the mechanics of the human mind. By turning inward, the author means self-absorption, which is a widespread human trait. Learn to detect subtle signs of aggression and negativity when you initially connect with someone. Becoming an expert at doing this will provide you with more strategic options to influence or inspire them. We all experience feelings of insecurity. But here's the bright side. We can transform these feelings into something positive by channeling them in the right direction. Careful examination of the deepest layers of your own personality, recognizing your potential and redirecting your energy will help you to overcome negative feelings. Make a conscious effort to ignore the facade that people display when they first meet you. Understand that deep insecurity is widespread, and that most people will hide their true nature when they first come into contact with you. Therefore, Learning how to detect these insecurities and feelings of hostility early on will be beneficial to you. People who are lazy and undisciplined are much more prone to feeling envy. The law of envy is about recognizing the overt and subtle signals people tend to give off when they're envious. Fight envy in the following ways. Practice gratitude by comparing yourself to people who are less fortunate. This is often referred to as downward comparison. Keep the people you envy close. You will begin to see cracks in the seemingly perfect world they live in. Focus on personal growth and self-improvement. Focus on improving yourself and work on becoming the best version of yourself. Diligently work on your goals and channel your energy toward realizing your potential. Pursue experiences that dissolve your ego. Happiness and satisfaction come from a place far beyond your goals and achievements. For example, a breathtaking sunset or picturesque scenery. Learn to live purposefully and seek happiness outside of the fickle, trivial, material. You are not a pawn in a game controlled by others. You're an active player who can move the pieces at will and even rewrite the rules. The law of self-sabotage is about changing your circumstances by changing your attitude. Green, the author, writes about changing the way you react to people and circumstances. An intentional shift in mindset and attitude can change the seemingly impossible. You do not need to be humble and self-effacing in this world. Such humility is not a virtue, but is rather a value that people promote to help keep you down. Whatever you are doing now, you are in fact capable of much more, and by thinking that, you will create a very different dynamic. Instead of thinking of your current circumstances as a permanent static mode of operation, think of it as a fluid, flexible situation that will change when you transform your attitude towards it. For example, you are currently working as a cashier at a local grocery store, and your routine is mundane and unfulfilling, poor pay, lack of respect, mechanistic routine, etc. Instead of thinking daily that your circumstances will never change, think of this experience as a means to an end. It is part of the process, and with work, focus, and an effective plan, your dreams of becoming an entrepreneur or plastic surgeon or best-selling author or whatever career you dream about will eventually materialize. The law of narcissism is about transforming narcissism into empathy. Green highlights the notion that as human beings, we are narcissistic by nature. He encourages you to turn your narcissism into empathy by learning to look outward as well as inward. Every day we engage in conversations, but we rarely display true empathy. In most conversations, there are two monologues taking place. We are undeniably self-absorbed, and Green urges us as human beings to develop empathy and eradicate narcissism. The best place to begin this transformation in your attitude is in your numerous daily conversations. Try reversing your normal impulse to talk and instead give the other person a chance and hear their point of view. Cut off your incessant interior monologue as best you can. Give full attention to the other party. What matters here is the quality of your listening, so that in the course of the conversation, you can mirror back to the other person things they said, or things that were left unsaid but that you sensed. This will have a tremendous seductive effect. The next time you engage in conversation with someone, consciously switch off your desire to speak and activate your intention to truly listen and empathize. Our deep understanding of ourselves and our vulnerabilities is a key step toward becoming rational. The law of irrationality is all about making a conscious effort to manage and take charge of your emotions. It's absolutely crucial. Emotion is necessary. It's part of what makes us human. But when we allow our emotions to consume us, we enter into a volatile state that affects rationality, logic, happiness and productivity. Therefore, it is vital that as human beings, we find ways of managing our emotions. In the book, Green writes about emotional triggers, events, or remarks that can lead to an irrational emotional reaction. He tells us that learning how to identify these triggers and manage the way we react to them is a key step toward becoming rational. Rational people are able to remove emotions from their thinking through introspection and conscious effort. And in doing this, they are able to think with logic and clarity, which is handy when we're working towards avoiding erratic or irrational thoughts or decision-making. Green advocates deep observation of your behavioral patterns. He encourages us to observe with detachment, to evaluate ourselves wholeheartedly, and consciously take steps to act rationally in emotional situations. Here's how he puts it in the book. Observe with as much detachment as possible, finding time and space to be alone. You need perspective. Never imagine that you are someone who can withstand rising stress without emotional leakage. It is not possible. But through self-awareness and reflection, you can prevent yourself from making decisions you will come to regret. Identify your own emotional triggers by wholeheartedly and intentionally observing your reactions or actions during stressful or emotional times. Make a conscious effort to manage your emotions to reduce irrational or erratic behavior. Remember, you will never develop total immunity when it comes to stress or emotions. However, you can learn to establish self-awareness and emotional self-control. Once people get what they want or possess you, your value and their respect for you immediately begin to lower. Keep withdrawing, surprising, and stimulating the chase. As long as you do, you have the power. The law of fickleness is about being mysterious to intrigue others. As human beings, we desire what we cannot have. In childhood, we quickly lose interest in the things that we already possess and develop insatiable interest in things that we do not have. Once we manage to acquire the thing we desire, the excitement and interest diminishes. This dynamic can damage your ability to develop meaningful, long-term relationships. The author states that mystery is a good thing, chasing others is a bad thing. You need to establish a balance between elusiveness and openness. Understand that our natural tendency as people is to desire that which we do not or cannot have. Therefore, if you want to be desirable, remain elusive, develop a sense of mystery, and refrain from chasing others. Remember that in life, balance is key. Establish a sweet balance between remaining elusive and remaining open to new and meaningful friendships and relationships. When it comes to the ideas and opinions you hold, see them as toys or building blocks that you are playing with. Some you will keep, others you will knock down, but your spirit remains flexible and playful. The law of defensiveness is about developing and maintaining flexibility, both in mind and in spirit. Green implores you to adopt a fluid mindset when it comes to your ideas and opinions. The ideal state of mind remains flexible and avoids rigid or static thinking. Convert your mind into water if you want to be influential. Eradicate rigid thinking and focus on bending toward the ideas and opinions of others. When you validate others, you softly encourage them to lower their defenses and open their minds. This doesn't mean you need to agree with them. Simply be open to what others have to say rather than throwing up your guard and shutting them down. Never be too proud to ask for advice. When you do this, you play into the natural, egotistical nature of human beings. Asking someone for advice presents them with a golden opportunity to display their wisdom and experience. Most people spend most of their time focusing on how to show others how smart and clever they are. If you reverse that, and instead spend most of your time focusing on letting others show of how smart and clever they are, folks will love you for it. He who goes away pleased with himself and his own wit is also greatly pleased with you. Jean de La Bruyère. Create a sense of security by confirming people's self-opinion. By doing this, you lower defenses and soften their minds. Self-doubt is a prevalent human flaw. Alleviate this self-doubt by observing and understanding people's opinions and thought processes. Once you understand a person's self-perception, provide them with constant validation to boost their ego and to encourage them to lower their defenses further. No attempt at influence can ever work if people feel in any way that they are being coerced or manipulated. They must choose to do whatever it is you want them to do, or they must at least experience it as their choice. Maintain a fluid state of mind, avoid rigid thinking, and seek to validate the self-opinion of others by being open to their thoughts, opinions, and ideas. Ask for advice and provide people with the priceless opportunity to display their knowledge, opinions, and wisdom. Coercion is ineffective. Soft validation should be the focus. If you'll align with someone's values, your influence will be far more potent. Manage your emotions. Managing your emotions is crucial because emotions can cloud your judgment, and instead of thinking rationally, they can lead you to a downward spiral of irrational and erratic thinking and behavioral patterns. Develop empathy. Develop empathy, listen to others and pay attention to their narrative, put yourself in their shoes and pay close attention to what they have to say. Fight envy. Combat envy by practicing gratitude. Think about people who are less fortunate and compare yourself to them. Work on becoming the best version of yourself. Focus on living a purposeful life. See through the facade. Remember that insecurity exists in all of us. Perfection does not exist. See through the facade when you meet new people. Observe and pay attention to where their insecurities lie. You can use this to win them over when you need to. Change your attitude and change your circumstances. Change the way you think and react to people and circumstances. You can change your current situation by changing your mindset and get rid of the notion that your current state is your permanent state of being. Robert Greene.